Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Yeah.
The Cranberries, starting off this week's Out of the Woods. Of course, you know we lost her recently, Dolores O'Riordan. And that's from the MTV Unplugged CD, which came out many, many years ago. And of course, an acoustic version of Linger. Welcome to Out of the Woods, 3 hours of mostly acoustic music. I'm Chip Calkard. Hope you'll stay with us. We have a big treat for you this week. Probably the largest group ever to come into the studio. Nighttree will be here live after this first big, long set of music. So don't go anywhere. Speaking of Nighttree, as they were on their way out after we recorded our session, Suniva Brunel, who is the accordion player and singer with Nighttree, passed along a duo CD she did with Timo Alakotila, and we're going to play a track from her right now. This is Engelst Snow on Out of the Woods.
Den vita snön den faller över land och hav. Staden stannar upp och lyssnar till tystnaden därav. Kalla flingor dala, gör bleka kinden röd, men smälter bort vid färdens slut. Blir grön, ett stilla sus i världen hörs. Den första snön är kommen, men säg var dröjer min käraste vän? Jag vandrar så ensam i världen.
Thank you. Fidel and Che Guevara lay in a ship at anchor in the harbor, waiting for the evening tide to rise and bring high water. It's bound for Cuba, she must go across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Ocean, carrying a human cargo, 83 good compañeros, each one burning with determination to be free. Against Batista, the Fidelista, courage was their armor as they fought at Fidel's side with Che Guevara. 5 days out from Mexico, these compañeros landed on the Cuban beach, Los Colorados. Fidel said, this year we'll see our people and our country free, or else we will be martyrs. We've only guns enough for 20, the enemy has arms aplenty. Meet him, defeat him, he'll keep us well supplied. Against Batista, the Fidelista, courage was their armor as they fought at Fidel's side with Che Guevara. 5 months later in the Canyon del Rio, Fidel's army was reduced to 18 compañeros. Hungry, weak and unafraid, learning revolution's thread in the high Sierra Maestra, where the mountain winds did blow, bearing seeds to sprout and sow new crops in Cuban soil that marched the debts of slavery. Compañeros to El Averro, courage was their armor as they fought at Fidel's side with Che Guevara. They made their way across the peak of El Turquino, joined by bands of volunteers and the men from Santiago. They faced Batista's tanks and trains, drove them back down to the plains from the high Sierra Maestra. They drove the gangsters from Las Villas straight across the Cordilleras. Santa Clara fell to Che Guevara and was free. Compañeros to El Averro, courage was their armor as they fought at Fidel's side with Che Guevara. The fire lit on that Cuban beach by Fidel Castro still shines all the way to Terra del Fuego. Sparks are blown upon the breeze, people rise from off their knees when they say the night is burning. It blazes up in Venezuela, Bolivia and Guatemala, lights the road, we must go in order to be free. Compañeros to El Averro, courage was their armor as they fought at Fidel's side with Che Guevara. Courage was their armor as they fought at Fidel's side with Che Guevara.
I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. Had to work for everything I owe. I've never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got, enough to keep my family and my home. Now they say that times are hard, and they're handing me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. When the whistle blows, gates will finally close. Tonight they're gonna shut this factory down. They'll tear it down. They'll tear it down. Well, I never missed a day. I went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served them best I could. Now with a handshake and a check, seems so easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and through good. Well, the owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad. But the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still drives a car and smokes his cigar. Still takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. He'll never lose. And so it seems to me, such a cruel irony. He's richer now than he ever was before. And now my check is spent and I can't afford the rent. There's one law for the rich, one for the poor. But every day I try to salvage some of my pride, to get some work so I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man. Like thousands beside me in the queue. And I watch my darling wife trying to make the best of life. And God knows what the kids are going to do. Now that we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. And as long as I live, I never will forgive. They've stripped me of my dignity and pride. They've stripped me bare. They've stripped me bare. They've stripped me bare.
Thank you.
my heart straight. I'm unraveling, gonna weave me a blanket just for you.
And you're listening to a track from Banjo Mechanics from their new CD, Luck of the Bean Row, and 20 Below Waltz, seasonally appropriate, of course. Annalisa Tornfeld and Gideon Freudman from the new Unraveling CD just prior to that, and the title track. Paul Walker and Karen Pfeiffer, brand new CD called The Whole Charade, doing Christy Moore's Ordinary Man. We heard from Christy Moore himself doing a Ewan McCall song from the tribute CD, The Joy of Living, and The Campaneros. We had Brigham May Power in there from her new one, The Two Worlds, and Let Me Go Now. And we started you off there with Suniva Brunel and Timo Alakotila, and one called Engelst Snow. And Suniva's from the band Night Tree, and they're in the studio, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just a moment.